The Youth's Instructor, April 28, 1886. Lost Sheep. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. When Jesus spoke these words, he was talking to a company, many of whom knew by experience what a shepherd's life is in Palestine. There the flocks are not kept in level enclosed pastures, but on the hillsides, among crags and precipices. The climate of Palestine is warm, and the shepherds watched their flocks day and night, sleeping in temporary booths or on the ground in the open air. Sometimes several flocks of sheep were herded together. This made it more pleasant for the shepherd, for then, while one slept, two could keep watch, and thus, in turn, relieve one another. There was always the danger from robbers and wolves to be guarded against. Sometimes a sheep would stray away from the flock. So they were frequently numbered to see that none were lost, for the shepherd must give a strict account of all the sheep under his care. If the owner of the flock found one sheep missing through any neglect on the shepherd's part, the keeper was discharged and compelled to pay for the sheep that was lost. At one time, Christ was reproving the Pharisees because they were not true shepherds, but closed their eyes to the plainest truths which he presented in his lessons. He called them blind guides, because they were false teachers. He then presented the parable of the true and the false shepherds, telling them that he was the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep, while the hireling, whose own the sheep are not, would flee and betray the flock in time of peril. The Pharisees were of that number who were holy in their own estimation. They took no notice of the lost sheep. They were, they thought, just and righteous, and felt no need of repentance or of a Savior. This parable of the lost sheep was for their benefit, and if they had not been filled with pride and self-conceit, they would have been instructed by these precious lessons given by Christ, and would have seen that they had a work to do for those who had not so great a knowledge of the truth as they possessed. The Pharisees, on account of their learning and advantages, felt above being instructed. But this made it all the worse, because they should have known Jesus and accepted his teachings, and then they would have had divine wisdom given them. The shepherd's life is one full of peril. If he is a trustworthy shepherd, he will not be careless and study his own ease, but he will search for the straying sheep amid storm and tempest. Perhaps he will find the lost sheep slipped into some crevice of the rock, where he cannot find his way out. He is beset with fears on every hand. The good shepherd does not come with a harsh voice, scolding the poor frightened sheep, but he speaks in pitiful, soothing, winning tones, so that when the sheep hears his voice, he will follow, unless he is imprisoned in the rocks or tangled in the brambles. Then the only means by which the shepherd can find the sheep is by following up the bleat of distress that the wanderer sends in answer to his call. And when the good shepherd finds the lost one, he puts the weary wanderer upon his shoulder and brings him back to the fold, rejoicing at every step. This is the way the true shepherd treats the lost sinner. He goes after him. He does not hesitate at peril, self-denial, and self-sacrifice. He is intent upon bringing the sin-burdened soul to repentance, to salvation, to peace, rest, and happiness in His Savior's love. And it is the privilege of everyone who has experienced the love of Jesus in his own heart to think if there is not someone whom he can, by personal effort, by studied tact and kindness, bring to Jesus, who is ready and willing to accept all who will come to him. We can all do much through personal effort. We can be laborers with Jesus Christ. Will the instructor family see what they can do to seek and to save the lost sheep?